to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Transatlantic Express. Friday, June the 13th, 2025. My name is DJ Ian. We are live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We do this every Friday, weather permitting. that's whether I want to do it or not. Because we do it all volunteer. We're not paid. Welcome to everybody on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM from Vancouver, or Burnaby to be exact, on top of the library. SFU, Simon Fraser University. Got a great show lined up for you today. We have started off the show with some Brand X, some classic British jazz rock. From their album Do They Hurt, we will be featuring all of that album, and then moving back to 1971 with Dutch band Earth and Fire and a song of the Marching Children. Now, I've not really listened to that album myself, so it'll be new to me as much as it is to you. And then we will go finish off the show with Terje Rypdal's 1976 classic on ECM, After the Rain. Awesome guitar player. And so if you're not listening to the show, you can check us out on houseofprog.com. Or you can check us out on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. And a big hello to anybody who's listening on Radio AMV on the Alternate Metaverse. We steal the show there for about an hour until Clan comes on. We're gonna, just as a reminder, all this music is ripped from vinyl, and so you'll hear a bit of scratches, some pauses, and you know, a little bit of background noise, as John Peel said. We're gonna get moving with more from Brand X. This is something called Void Arama from their album released in 1980. It's called Do They Hurt? And we will talk about this album as we go. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prague.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog and on Twitch.tv. Big hello to DJ Billy in Portland, Oregon. I hope you're doing all right with the new job. And, yeah, it's working out for you. Yeah, I don't work. I've given up on that. I think I'm now fully retired. I was semi-retired. Now I think I'm actually with the movie industry dying on its feet here in Vancouver. I think I've actually moved into the fully retired category. I think, and that's pretty well where I am. We're live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world. If you are out there, and according to what Rick told me a couple of weeks ago, we do have listeners in different parts of the world. So we do have listeners in places that you wouldn't think. And I can't tell. I just wish there was something on House of Prog that it could kind of show you who, at least where people are listening would be great. It keeps you kind of going. You know, and that's a kind of a cool thing. We have been listening to Brand X, Do They Hurt, from 1980. And, oh, I should be on camera. Give me a sec. How rude of me not to be on camera when I'm speaking. I normally do that. Let's fix that. There we go. All right. So now you can see me. Yeah. It is. I am wearing a fairly heavy sweater here. It was nice here in Vancouver. Now it's just gone down to about 10, 11 degrees, and it's not as nice as it was. Yes. So, I've got a lot of reverb on here. I don't need all that. Yeah. So. What can I tell you? Since I last talked to you, DJ Billy, I have my bike stolen. Yeah, that was interesting. That was cool. And I got a new one, and it's a gravel bike, and I've been going out on it a lot. And so that's been fun. Anyway, so Brand X, Do They Hurt? You heard the tracks Cambodia, Fragile, Act of Will, Voidorama, and we started the show off with the classic Noddy Goes to Sweden. If you don't know who Noddy is, he's a children's character. And where's the album? The album's here somewhere. Let me look. All right, so there's the album. So if you're not familiar with the album, the front cover features a crocodile, or is it an alligator? I think it's a crocodile, and a woman wearing crocodile shoes, and in the driveway of her house. Of course, it's in England. It's an English house with a crocodile. If it was Florida or Mexico or something, I'd say yes. But of course, the album features the amazing bass playing of Percy Jones.